Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright. Okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
What's your take on the evidence that has been dug up in Park City, Kansas, on his old lot? I'm very curious to get your thoughts on this. We know people like Dennis Rader, serial killers, they take their trophies. He definitely had them in the home. They discovered his hidey holes, as he would call them, throughout the home before they tore it down about 15 years ago. However, they found another hidey hole just the other week on the property, dug deep below where he once had a shed that sat on top of. But this hidey hole was not an accessible one. This is one covered in dirt, and below that dirt were shingles and wood and what appeared to be, I wouldn't say a room, but a tiny space where it was insulated from the elements, where he was holding almost in a time capsule, if you will. It appears to be trophies and pieces of evidence from the horrible crimes that he committed. Given that these were not easily accessible pieces where he could just easily go to them and get them for his own sick sexual gratification while he lived there, what is this? Why was this some sort of weird time capsule that's been unearthed all these years now and something that they didn't find earlier?
Again, here's lots of conjecture on this one. He exhausted the fantasy use of that, but didn't want to discard it anywhere. And the best, safest place was to bury it in that hole. But just knowing it was there was part of that fantasy as well, as he moved on to new victims and new trophies and new fantasies. That's the best thing I can come up with on that one, because, you know, that is a... When you see behaviors like that, all I keep thinking of is an alcoholic hiding all their stash of bottles all over the place because they're afraid of anyone else finding them. This is his addiction, and it's his fantasy. And I think he just exhausted the usefulness of those items for his fantasy world and moved on to new ones. But he didn't want to totally get rid of them because he's emotionally attached to them. So that's what you do with them.
Given that these could connect him to other crimes that he has not yet admitted to, do you feel that this is something, do you think he wanted to get caught at some point for these other ones? He did not admit as to where these items were. That was his daughter, Carrie, who pointed the authorities into the direction of where a shed once was. And maybe look there. Maybe there's some stuff buried in the yard. And obviously they found it. Unearthing these things, was this something that a person like this would want to go to their grave with, or Was he sitting there for all these years just waiting for the right opportunity to either kind of covertly lead people to find his treasures, if you will, you know, or were these things that, you know, he had forgotten about too, to a certain extent, but now found a use for?
I don't really think it was any part of any great scheme.
No.
As we also often have to remind ourselves when we're dealing with someone who's high in psychopathy, we often think too hard, and because they're not. A wolf doesn't plan out what they're going to do as a trophy of their prey that they just killed for the sport of it, as wolves do. Mm-hmm. They are just pure predator. They are just reacting to the world around them, making themselves as safe as they can, living the lives that they're going to live. And that's exactly what he is. I don't think he planned that far into the future. They plan their kills for as part of their fantasy, but I don't think it extends much further than that for most of them.
No, I mean, it ran through my mind, but I thought that actually would be impressive in a very morbid way if he was thinking all those years ago, if I end up in prison, there'll be this mystery that I can revive at some point in time.
I don't think he ever saw himself as getting caught. They don't. I think, like Koberger, if he is convicted and he did it, you know, he had a rudimentary alibi system or rationalization for things he did that it looks like he read in a law book someplace. But by and large, I don't think they plan to get caught. They plan on how not to get caught. They don't plan for after they're caught. They plan to do things about not being caught. So that's the way because that is more in the present, more in the now. Yeah. And I don't think he planned on, hey, if I'm caught years later, I'll do this and this.
How do they see it, though, when they've already been caught like he has for 10 other crimes, when it looks like he might be now getting caught for other crimes that he committed? And he's behind bars, obviously, till he's dead. He knows that's never going to change. Does that change his MO at all when it comes to being caught for other ones? Does that just turn those into a game, or is it still something that they likely don't want to be known for?
I think he's going to leverage it for all he can. He's going to leverage it for his moment of fame again, as long as he can. And if he can keep denying it until he can't deny it, what happens? People keep going interviewing. They keep pressing him. It keeps the interest high, so until it's not. So I think it's exactly what's happening. He's probably doing backflips in there, psychological backflips, saying, wow, I'm back in the game. Look at this. And just keep denying it. Why not? Because part of that grandiosity is not number of people you've killed at this point. I think it's the attention he's getting. And so by denying it, he gets more attention. Okay. Until he's not. And then he'll play. Then if all of a sudden he's convicted of it, then he'll play it up again. So I think he's dragging this on as long as he possibly can.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day. Stop it! They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads. No fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.